possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Using artificial intelligence to predict emerging infectious diseases helps scientists plan and prepare for disease outbreaks. Here to talk about these statistical models, we're joined by Dr. John Drake, Distinguished Research Professor in the UGA Odom School of Ecology. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
What can you tell me about how you use these models to predict where the next outbreak might occur?
So the first thing I think to understand is what artificial intelligence is. Really what it is, what we call machine learning, is the development of algorithms that can sift through data to look for subtle patterns. The other thing to understand is that our society is seeing more and more emerging infectious diseases, novel pathogens that we haven't experienced before. So where are these coming from and why do they show up? These are some of the questions that we're interested in answering. As it turns out, roughly 80% of emerging pathogens that affect humans actually come from animal species. And because our physiology and cell biology, the way that our bodies are made up, are so similar to other vertebrates, that kind of makes sense. So one of the things that we do in my group is we collect data that looks at parasites and pathogens of all kinds of animals, and we ask which are those that are shared with humans. And then what are the conditions that seem to predict that sharing?
Now, what are some particular diseases maybe that you've modeled and you've seen how they're moving?
We've worked on a wide range of viruses especially. So we worked for a while on the Ebola virus, and it's possible that there are other closely related viruses that are circulating in animals that could become human pathogens in the future. Another group that we've worked on are flaviviruses. Flaviviruses include, for instance, West Nile virus. These viruses are commonly transmitted by mosquitoes in the genus Culex. And there's a bunch of related viruses there as well. So one of the things we're trying to figure out, can we learn from our experience with epidemics of Ebola or West Nile virus, what are the conditions under which they spill over into human populations? And then once they spill over, what are the dynamics like? How do epidemics happen? How big are epidemics likely to be? Are there circumstances that surround the contact between humans and animals, encounters that might sort of confer a propensity to start outbreaks?
And what is the difference between an epidemic and an outbreak? And when you're looking at your modeling, what causes you to be alarmed at what you're seeing?
So there's not a crisp definitional difference. We're mostly interested in any kind of outbreak or event where you end up getting human-to-human transmission of a pathogen. So sometimes that results in a small contained cluster of cases, but other times you can get widespread spreading of a pathogen. That happened, for instance, in both the epidemics I mentioned earlier, the Ebola epidemic in West Africa and the North American epidemic of West Nile virus. One of the things that we're really interested in is figuring out how do we optimally intervene when there are outbreaks like that. Environments are different in different places. And in fact, that feeds back to affect the way that humans interact with each other, that they interact with nature in ways that might expose them to mosquitoes, for instance, that carry West Nile virus or other pathogens. And we're interested in figuring out how that variation in landscapes actually affects the tendency for diseases to spread. One of the things that we developed this year is a new algorithm where you put in data that has to do with that variation, and you develop a model that says, well, transmission from one location to another is likely weighted by these various factors. We can figure out what those weights are by looking at past outbreaks and fitting those models to data. And then what our algorithm allows you to do is pick exactly which actions are most likely to stop the spread, so the most efficient way to achieve containment. I thought that was a real important breakthrough that we had in the last year.
What else can you tell me as far as modeling? Do you look on a global scale? Are there any certain parts of the world that you look at?
Yeah. So one of the things that we do as ecologists is we think about ecology on the macro scale, on the scale of continents or even the whole planet. Some of our projects have looked at data on where emerging pathogens come from, where the animal species are that have those pathogens, and try and identify if there's various hotspots. A few years ago, one of our projects looked at rodent-borne diseases, and we used artificial intelligence to identify traits of the species of rodents that seem most likely to carry novel pathogens. And then we identified where those species are in the world.
Well, thank you so much for being here today to talk about what you're doing in using artificial intelligence to track infectious diseases.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we've been speaking with Dr. John Drake, Distinguished Research Professor in the UGA Odom School of Ecology and Director of the Center for Ecology of Infectious Diseases. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.